What's going on, K-State Nation? First off, happy Easter to you and yours, folks. Purple Nation, this is the Purple Project Podcast. Hope everyone is enjoying y'all's Easter weekend. Eddie Greer, your host of the Purple Project Podcast, about the latest around what's going on here in Manhattan, Kansas, about Kansas State Athletics here on this Easter Sunday here in April. This is April 18th, oh boy. Nope, April 17th, my bad. Oh, my apologies on that. April 17th, 2022. Here this afternoon, taking a short break from the NBA playoffs, which started this week, if I want to count the play-in, because play-in basically a playoff, so I don't know why. Get off of me, right? I don't know why they think that when it comes to the NBA play-in, this is a cause of playoff. Well, it does, dang it, it does. So, I mean, when you go home, right? It's a one-game thing, right? You win. I mean, I know it's not the playoff plus, but it's pretty much the same thing. You win, you go home. It's pretty much the NCAA tournament. You won, you're done. You win, you advance. You lose, you go home. It's pretty much simple. So I don't know why you want to say that about the NBA. That's just something I gotta get off my chest there. That's been bothering me of lately. Playing the same damn thing. I mean, come on, man. Anyways, the weekend for K-State, outside of the two wins out of Texas here this weekend, besides men's golf is still in the hunt in their final regular season tournament or invitational. There, tennis struggled again, losing yesterday, and I believe that's all I have right now. We'll get deeper into those throughout the week as well. Obviously, you're not going to hear the Sunday, the mini series, which focuses on my top five favorite moments from this past year, respectively from the men's and women's basketball programs. That's gonna be moved over to Monday and Tuesday night. So the men's have already been recorded. It will pop up. I got a lot of content coming for you guys this week because of the fact my schedule and me going out of town for a huge big marathon, a special size big marathon on top of that. So you're going to be getting a lot of coverage every day. So make sure you're subscribed to this podcast. It actually includes my favorite three moments from the men's and women's. It's still yet to come on this podcast. If you haven't listened to my fourth and fifth favorite moment from each team, you might want to go back and check those out as well. And of course, episode 96, I'll throw this in there as well, the package, episode 96 of the Triple PW podcast, folks, go and check that out. I am working, here, I'm going to take a swing for the fences here at getting a guest for this week's podcast. So definitely make sure you're subscribed and make sure there's other episodes out there that you can check out as well, including the three special guests that we've already had on the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition. I know it seems like I'm rambling, but there's a lot of information I got to throw at you on this Easter Sunday here, folks. So definitely make sure you check us out among your plethora of K-State podcasts out there. Going for the sweep yesterday. Here, real quick. K-State going for the sweep yesterday, and they could not get it done. Obviously, Texas, the team that they are, had to get one, and they did. So Texas avoided the sweep there, 4-2 yesterday there. This game was tied into the sixth inning there, and Texas, again, the sixth inning has been a killer inning this year for K-State, because there's been some big moments in the sixth inning this year to this point anyways, and concluding yesterday afternoon at the ballpark. There, and kudos to the fans that did show up there, because this is not spring-like weather out here. I probably said this for the last, three or four straight dailies about this weather, really all week. It feels a little bit more like winter-ish, a little bit. I know the temperatures don't seem that way for sure as I'm recording this right now. Let's see. I'm going to back up for a second. It was still low 40s. After lunchtime, it is only 47. So, yeah, it pretty much feels like it's still somewhat winterish outside. The wind was banging, I said this morning when going on my Sunday walk. and somehow managed to make it without any more hands almost getting frozen for the most part. They didn't get frozen, they just were like cold, solid cold. Yeah, but I was able to move them. Okay, I had gloves on and everything, so yeah, but hopefully this weather, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, guys. In the middle of, we're going into the second half of the month, and yeah, we're still getting these winterish temperatures. Hopefully the tide will turn soon, because it's going to be May. We're going to still be screwing around with this weather. It's just out of our control, but hey, we got to deal with it as Kansans out here. A 4-2 win, or 4-2 loss, excuse me. K-State falling there as well. And, of course, you know, Pete Hughes, they were not, obviously, you want to sweep the team. And Pete Hughes said yesterday they didn't play the good baseball there. They had opportunities to get it done and couldn't do it. And after that fifth inning there, they did not score again there as well. And let's check out the inside the box score for you guys here. Texas with the win escapes Manhattan without getting swept. Four runs on 7 hits, no errors. Kansas State, 2 runs on 5 errors, 1 loss. Blake Cordestino got the loss for K-State. He is now 2-4 in the 2022 campaign. On the other end, Lucas Gordon got the win there, and Aaron Nixon picked up his 4th save of the year right there. So Nick Goodwin recorded Kansas State's only extra base hit. That came back in the second inning with a triple. After that, obviously, with the lack of hits, they got just rid off the box score there. They ain't getting anything done offensively there as well there. Let's see. Mitchell was responsible for both Cats runs batted in there. He went 1-for-3 in the game. I'm trying to find out. Justin Mitchell. Yep, the catcher for K-State, Justin Mitchell, scored both K-State's runs. That's fascinating at that as well. K-State finished the game 0-6 with runners in scoring position and 1-15 with men on base. This is why we're 500 in baseball right now. You cannot. This is not the last. This is not the first time I've talked about trying to get runners in scoring position. They struggled yet again getting that done there as well. Texas didn't really fare much better. 3-4-11 with 2 outs. They were 2-9. Runners in scoring position there. The series victory overall for Pete Hughes over was his 5th as a ranked opponent. Not a ranked opponent. They weren't ranked going in. That was his 5th series over a ranked opponent. 3rd against a top 10 team at K-State. So Pete Hughes, I said this on the daily yesterday, right? I wish they can translate this play to the road for whatever. I mean, they put up some pretty good competitive fights on the road, but for whatever reason, they can't get it done away from Twain Family Stadium. This has been an occurring thing for the last year and a half, really, since Pete Hughes has come on the scene here in Manhattan. They have to change that if they want to improve their standing or any chance, really, of getting themselves back, at least finishing in the middle of the conference there, or at least have any chance right now. That loss probably brought them back to 500, if I'm not mistaken. So the loss brought the K-State there 17-17. Yeah, it's just too inconsistent baseball. 3-9, the loss yesterday afternoon after the Big 12 conference play, excuse me. Go to Cats right there. I'm going to skip right over to what's on tap for the K-State baseball team here. Pair of midweek games coming up. Of course, K-State got to go down to Wichita on before they go to Omaha there. So both these games, actually tomorrow, tomorrow K-State's got an off day today. Then K-State got to go down tomorrow night. It's placed a little bit of Monday night baseball against Wichita State. Remember, Wichita State beat K-State here in Manhattan last year. K-State looks to get a little bit of revenge tomorrow night. Oh, that'd be something. We already beat them in basketball. Hopefully, we beat them in baseball there. First pitch a little bit after 6 p.m. tomorrow night on the ESPN Plus Big 12 Now Network there. And, of course, they turn around, play back-to-back. Omaha, we beat Omaha earlier this year already. Omaha has to come here now to play that one-on-one off there on Tuesday night as well. So that's a little update coverage there with baseball as well. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Kansas State Baseball now 17-17 in the 2022 campaign. This is a wrap for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily on this Easter weekend, Easter Sunday. Eddie Greer, go Cats. This has been another edition of Triple P Podcast.